British Sky Broadcasting presents Neil Gaiman's Coraline, as adapted by Henry Selick, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. Various production company credits are displayed. The O in Coraline is represented by a button. The cast includes Dakota Fanning, Terry Hatcher, Jennifer Saunders, Dawn French, Keith David, John Hodgman, Robert Bailey Jr., and Ian McShane. Further production credits are displayed over the following animation. A doll flies in through an open window. Metal hands reach up to grab it. It is laid face down on a tray, flanked by surgical instruments. Scissors slice off its pink cloth dress. The doll is turned over. A brown woolen plait is pulled from its head. The rest of the hair unravels. The button eyes are snipped off. As the stitched-up mouth is cut open, stuffing pops out. The metal hand pulls it all out and discards it. It thrusts a hand into the doll's carcass and turns it inside out, hanging it up by the feet. It then fills the doll with sawdust through the mouth, threads a needle, and restitches the opening. Opening a drawer, the hand chooses from a vast selection of buttons. Picking a pair, it stitches them into place. Then, short, woolen, blue hair is added. An outfit is cut out of fabric and pinned together. An ancient sewing machine, covered in cobwebs, sews the garment. Finally, the blue-haired doll is dressed in a yellow coat and held up. The doll flies out of the window into the night sky. A removal van pulls up at the Pink Palace Apartments, just preceded by a silver car. Watched by an old lady, the men open the back of the van and begin to unpack its contents. They carry heavy boxes into the house. On completion, the paperwork is signed. The removal man puts his foot in the door, hand outstretched. A dollar bill is placed in his palm. The removal van pulls away, watched by a black cat with a chewed ear. Coraline walks out of the back door and views the dried-up, ornamental garden before her. She walks down towards a pair of wrought iron gates. She pauses and then plucks a branch from a bush growing nearby. Coraline has picked a Y-shaped twig. She follows her dowsing rod along a pathway. She is watched and followed by the cat. The cat inadvertently causes a rock to fall by Coraline's foot. She gazes upwards, then continues her searching. She is further into the wilderness. Coraline throws a small rock over some boulders. Hearing the yowl, Coraline backs away and then begins to run. Fleeing, she passes an abandoned cart. She comes to stand still within a fairy ring of mushrooms. A shadowy form passes behind her. The black cat appears.
You mangy thing. I'm just looking for an old well. Know it? Not talking, huh? Magic dowser, show me the well!
A spectre on a motorcycle rushes out of the trees and drives straight past Coraline. The skull headpiece has three rotating green lights. A boy flicks the ghostly visor off his face.
Ooh, let me guess. You're from Texas or Utah, someplace dried out and barren, right? I heard about water witching before, but it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just an ordinary branch.
It's a dowsing rod.
Ow!
And I don't like being stalked. Not by psycho nerds or their cats.
He's not really my cat. He's kind of feral. You know, wild. Of course, I do feed him every night, and sometimes he'll come to my window and bring me little dead things.
Look, I'm from Pontiac.
Huh?
Michigan? And if I'm a water witch, then where's the secret well?
You stomp too hard and you'll fall in it.
Oh!
Coraline jumps out of the fairy ring.
See? Supposed to be so deep, if he fell to the bottom and looked up, he'd see a sky full of stars in the middle of the day. Surprised she let you move in. My grandma, she owns the Pink Palace. Won't rent to people with kids.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about it. I'm Wybie. Wybie Lovett.
Wybie?
Short for Wyborn. Not my idea, of course. What'd you get saddled with?
I wasn't saddled with anything. It's Coraline.
Caroline what?
Coraline. Coraline Jones.
It's not real scientific, but I heard an ordinary name, like Caroline, can lead people to have ordinary expectations about a person.
I think I heard someone calling you Wyborn.
What? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I definitely heard someone. Why were you born?
Grandma. Well, great to meet a Michigan water witch. But I'd wear gloves next time.
Why?
Because that dowsing rod of yours, it's poison oak.
She drops the twig. Coraline pokes her tongue out at Wybie as he drives away. The cat sits watching and then gets up and walks away. Coraline turns to regard a trapdoor that has been unearthed within the fairy ring. She peeps through some holes and then drops a coin through one. She places her ear to the hole. Rain falls. Coraline's now at home.
I almost fell down a well yesterday, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I would have died.
That's nice.
So, can I go out? I think it's perfect weather for gardening.
No, Coraline. Rain makes mud. Mud makes a mess.
But Mom, I want stuff growing when my friends come to visit. Isn't that why we moved here?
Something like that. But then, we had the accident.
It wasn't my fault you hit that truck.
I never said it was.
Can't believe it. You and Dad get paid to write about plants, and you hate dirt.
Coraline, I don't have time for you right now. And you still have unpacking to do. Lots of unpacking.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, some kid left this on the front porch.
Hey, Jonesy, look what I found in Grandma's trunk. Look familiar? Wybie.
A little me? That's weird.
What's his name, anyway?
Wybie. I'm way too old for dolls.
Coraline enters another room.
Hey, Dad. How's the writing going? Dad.
Hello, Coraline and Coraline. Doll?
Do you know where the garden tools are?
It's pouring out there, isn't it?
It's just raining.
What'd the boss say?
Don't even think about going out, Coraline Jones!
Then you won't need the tools.
Coraline repeatedly swings the door.
You know, this house is 150 years old.
So?
So, explore it. Go out and count all the doors and windows and write that down. List everything that's blue. Just let me work.
Caroline wanders into the hallway of the house, discarding her yellow raincoat on the floor. She scribbles notes and carries little me under her arm. Her yellow wellies trip over a fold in a rug. She tries unsuccessfully to jump it flat. Caroline stands behind a massive window. She rubs dirt away and writes 12 leaky windows on her pad. A droplet of water makes the ink run. Caroline hangs off a door and then pulls back a shower curtain. Standing in the bath, Caroline tries to squash a multitude of creepy crawlies. She then tries to wash her hands. Brown water comes out of the shower head and drenches her. She jumps down the stairs. Landing at the bottom causes a door to open. She walks through into an airing cupboard. She writes one rusty old water heater. Then turning off the light causes all the electrics to flicker.
No.
Go!
Dad has lost all his computer work. Caroline hops back into the closet. A peeling tape reads, "Don't push." She switches it back on. Caroline wanders into a blue-walled room. She places little me against an open box and then proceeds to unpack. The first object is a snow globe of Detroit Zoo. Other snow globes join the first on a shelf. Caroline spies a picture of a little boy in a blue outfit.
One boring blue boy in a painfully boring painting. Four incredibly boring windows and no more doors. All right, little me, where are you hiding?
Little me is behind an enormous box that Caroline pushes away. It reveals a papered over little door.
Huh?
Hey, Mom! Where does this door go?
I'm really, really busy.
I think it's locked. Please!
Mum resentfully stomps in. She regards the papered door.
Will you stop pestering me if I do this for you? Fine.
Mum searches through a drawer and finds a button-topped key. She uses the key to score the gap between wall and door and then unlocks it. Little me's face is turned towards the door.
Bricks? I don't get it.
They must have closed this off when they divided up the house.
You're kidding.
And why is the door so small?
We made a deal. Zip it.
Mum storms away.
You didn't lock it.
Mum puts the key back in the drawer and slams it shut.
Oh, my twitchy, witchy girl, I think you are so nice. I give you bowls of porridge and I give you bowls of ice cream.
Why don't you ever cook, Mom?
Caroline, we've been through this before. Your dad cooks, I clean, and you stay out of the way.
I swear, I'll go food shopping as soon as we finish the catalog.
Try some of the chard. You need a vegetable.
It looks more like slime to me.
Well, it's slime or bedtime, Fusspot. Now, what's it gonna be?
Think they're trying to poison me?
Caroline regards her sore hand as she lies in bed with little me. Turning to her bedside table, she picks up a picture of her friends.
Don't forget about me, guys. Okay?
She places the picture back on the table and then turns off the light.
Good night, little me.
Caroline snuggles up to her teddy. Downstairs, four mice are spinning thread-like out of the bricks that seal the little door. Caroline wakes. She peeps under her bed. A mouse hops out and squeezes away under her bedroom door. Caroline follows. Clouds swirl in a tight concentric circle in the night sky. Coraline continues following the mouse. It pauses at the top of the stairs, making sure she is coming, and then bounds downwards. Coraline enters the blue room. The mouse is off again through the little door. Magically, a tunnel has appeared where the bricks once were. A wind blows Coraline's short blue hair backwards. Discarding the blanket she had wrapped around her, Coraline begins to crawl down the tunnel. She emerges in a room similar to the one she has just left, except the little boy in the picture now happily eats ice cream.
Something smells good.
Coraline makes her way to the kitchen.
Mom? What are you doing here in the middle of the night?
You're just in time for supper, dear.
Other mother has buttons for eyes.
You're not my mother. My mother doesn't have...
buttons? Do you like them? I'm your other mother, silly. Now go tell your other father that supper's ready. Well, go on.
He's in his study. Hello?
Hello, Coraline. Want to hear my new song?
My father can't play piano.
No need to.
Giant hands appear.
This piano plays me.
Making up a song about Coraline. She's a peach, she's a doll, she's a pal of mine. She's as cute as a button in the eyes of everyone who ever laid their eyes on Coraline. When she comes around exploring, Mom and I will never ever make it boring. Our eyes will be on Coraline.
Sorry, but she said to tell you the food's ready.
Who's starving? Raise your hand. Whoa!
Other mother presents a roast dinner feast.
We give our thanks and ask to bless our mother's golden chicken breast.
Coraline tucks into a chicken leg.
This chicken is good.
Hungry, aren't you?
Do we need gravy? Well, here comes the gravy train. Choo choo!
A small train chugs over the table. A mechanism lifts and pours gravy on Coraline's food.
Another roll? Sweet peas? Corn on the cob?
I'm real thirsty.
Of course. Any requests?
Mango milkshake?
A chandelier lowers. It has various shakes attached. Coraline helps herself. Other mother presents a cake. The words, "Welcome home," appear on it.
Home? We've been waiting for you, Coraline.
For me?
Yep. Wasn't the same here without you, kiddo.
I didn't know I had another mother.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
Really?
Uh-huh. And soon as you're through eating, I thought we'd play a game.
Other mother drums her fingers.
You mean like hide and seek?
Perfect! Hide and seek? In the rain.
What rain? What about the mud?
We love mud here.
Mud facials, mud baths, mud pies. It's great for poison oak.
How'd you know I'd love to play, but I better get home to my other mother.
But I'm your other mother.
I mean my other mother. Mom number one. I think I should get to bed.
Of course, sweetheart. It's all made up.
But...
Come along, sleepyhead.
The other parents shoo her up to bed. Her room is beautifully furnished. The toys fly and speak.
Hello, Coraline. Hello, What's shaking, baby?
Hello.
A snapping turtle jumps around her feet. Her friends speak in their photograph.
Hey, how's it going, Loper?
Where's your swampers and chook?
Crepes almighty, how are my best trolls? I can't wait till summer. You're both coming, right?
We're already here, Coraline.
Gone to Oregon?
Oh. The mud.
Other mother smears mud on Coraline's hand. Coraline falls asleep.
See you soon.
Coraline wakes up in her real bed. She gazes around at the dilapidated room and its leaky roof. Little Mia sat on the chair beside her. Coraline reaches for the doll. She regards her hand.
It's gone! My poison oak! It's gone!
Coraline races to the little door. It's bricked up.
Huh. It was incredibly real, Mom. Only you weren't really you. You were my other mother.
Buttons for eyes, huh? Coraline, you only dreamed you ate all that chicken. Take your multivitamin, at least.
You were in the dream too, Dad. You had wild-looking pajamas and orange monkey slippers.
Oh, orange? My monkey slippers are blue. Psst, can you get me some of that magic mud you were talking about? Because I have a terrible case of writer's rash on my...
If the real Charlie Jones wants his pages edited, he better wrap them up ASAP. Coraline, why don't you go visit downstairs? I bet those actresses would love to hear your dream.
Miss Spink and Forcible? But you said they're dingbats.
Mm-hmm.
Coraline leaves the house. Stabbing her secateurs into the veranda floor, she sorts through the mail that she's knocked over.
Bobinski.
Pooh-wee!
Having sniffed the packages, she follows a sign that points to the Babinski door.
Hello? I think our mail got mixed up. Should I leave it outside, or...
She leans against the door and it flies open, causing her to throw the parcels up in the air. Catching them, she cautiously enters. A chicken roots about on the tabletop.
Secret! Famous jumping mouse circus not ready. Little girl.
Circus? I brought this for you.
Novicier.
Huh?
New cheese samples? Yeah. Very clever. Using this mix-up to sneak my home and pick at mushkas.
Mushkas?
The mice!
Oh, sorry. I'm Coraline Jones.
And I am the amazing Bobinski. But you, call me Mr. B. Because amazing, I already know that I am.
What?
He performs acrobatics off the top rail.
You see, Coraline, the problem is my new songs go oompa, oompa, but the jumping mice play only toot-toot like that. It's nice, but not so much amazing. So now I switch to stronger cheese and soon watch out. Here, have beat make you strong. Das vidanya, Coraline.
Coraline.
She throws the beetroot away, reclaims her secateurs, and wanders away.
Hey, Coraline, Padashti,
hey! No!
He lands.
The mice asked me to give you a message.
The jumping mice?
They are saying, Do not go through little door. Do you know such a thing?
The one behind the wallpaper? But it's all bricked up.
Bah, so sorry. It's nothing. Sometimes the mice are a little mixed up. They even get your name wrong, you know? They call you Coraline instead of Caroline. Not Caroline at all. Maybe I work them too hard.
Coraline snips string that fastens a pink case to the top of the car. She pulls it down and opens it. Coraline removes and puts on a blue cap. She then walks down to the basement flat. Dogs bark and jump up at the window of the door. The door is then opened.
Would you like to come in? We're playing cards.
Still, Coraline, Miss Spink.
Miriam, put the kettle on!
The rotund lady stands beside a picture of the ladies in their heyday.
April, I think you're being followed.
It's the new neighbor, Miriam. Caroline. She'll be having the oolong tea.
No, I'm sure she'd prefer jasmine.
No, oolong.
Oh, jasmine it is then. Come on, boys.
The dogs are shooed off the couch. Coraline regards shelves full of stuffed dogs. They have angel wings attached.
Are those dogs real?
Our sweet departed angels. Couldn't bear to part with them. So we had them stuffed. Now, there's Hamish the Third.
Oh, go on, have one. It's hand-pulled taffy from Brighton. Best in the world.
The Third, the Ninth, yes, the Fourth, I'm right. And Jock Junior, Jock Senior, Jock the Third, the Fourth. Oh, and that's Jock's cousin, twice removed.
I'll read them if you like.
Read what?
Oh, your tea leaves, dear. They'll tell me your future. Drink up, then. Go on. No, not all of it, not all of it. That's right. Now hand it over.
She swirls the contents.
Oh. Oh, Caroline. Caroline, Caroline, Caroline. You are in terrible danger.
Oh, give me that cup, April. Your eyes are going.
My eyes? You're blind as a bat.
Oh, now, well, not to worry, child. It's good news. There's a tall, handsome beast in your future.
A what? Miriam, oh, really? You're holding it wrong. See? Danger.
What do you see?
I see a very peculiar hand.
I see a giraffe.
Giraffes don't just fall from the sky, Miriam.
Oh, no.
Well, what should I do?
Never wear green in your dressing room.
Acquire a very tall stepladder.
And be very, very careful.
Oh!
Now, was there something you came to tell us?
No, I guess not. Thanks for the tea, though.
Toodaloo.
Cheerabye. Do you have any nice queens for Mummy?
Coraline makes her way through a mist that has gathered outside.
Danger?
Coraline is being followed by something mechanical. She turns, walks past it, and surprises it.
Oh,
great! The village stalker!
Ow! I wasn't stalking you. We're hunting banana slugs.
What do you mean, we?
The black cat appears.
Ha! Your cat's not wild. He's a wusspuss.
What? He hates to get his feet wet. Jeez.
Wusspuss. So, that doll, did you make it look like me?
Oh, no. I found it that way. It's older than Grandma. Old as his house, probably.
Come on. Blue hair, my swampers, and raincoat?
Dang. Check out Slugzilla.
You're just like them.
Huh?
I meant my parents. They don't listen to me either.
Uh-huh. You mind?
He poses with a slug.
Ew.
Coraline hands back the camera.
You know, I've never been inside the Pink Palace.
You're kidding.
Grandma kill me. Thinks it's dangerous or something.
Dangerous?
Well, she had a twin sister.
So?
When they were kids, Grandma's sister disappeared. She says she was stolen.
Stolen? Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe she just ran away. Look, I gotta go.
Wait a minute!
Later, little me is sat on the chair by Coraline's bed. Coraline places cheese crumbs by her open doorway. She then gets into bed, lies down, and falls asleep. The mice wake her up. Smiling, she leaps out of bed and follows them down the stairs. The mice disappear through the little door. Coraline follows. Other mother is grating cheese in the kitchen.
Welcome back, darling.
Hi.
So thoughtful of you to send this nice cheddar, Coraline.
Cheddar? Oh, the mice bean.
Would you go fetch your father? I bet he's hungry as a pumpkin by now.
You mean my other father?
Your better father, dear. He's out in the garden.
My parents don't have time to garden.
Shh, shh, shh.
Go on.
Chewing on a tomato, Coraline opens the door to the garden. She wanders through the wrought iron gates into a heavenly garden. Two orange rose bushes burst into colour. Hummingbirds dart around her head. As she passes each bloom, they spring into life. Giant lilies open, and frogs burst out. Sweetheart flowers open up, illuminated from within. The entire garden is vibrant and startlingly beautiful. Dad is using a giant praying mantis to water the ground.
Garden, Coraline.
Flowers tickle Coraline and pull her to the ground.
Daughter in distress.
Dad races over. Giant smiling pumpkins burst out of the river as he passes.
Tickle no more, you dragon snappers.
He presents her with a bouquet of them.
Well, she says it's time for dinner. Breakfast. Food.
Hop on, kiddo. I want to show you something.
They lift into the air. From above, the garden resembles Coraline's face. She is smiling.
I can't believe you did this.
Mother said you'd like it. Boy, she knows you like the back of her hand.
So good.
I love dinner breakfast food.
Coraline, Mr. Babinski has invited you to come see the jumping mice perform after dinner.
Really? That know-it-all wibby said it was all on Mr. B's head. I knew he was wrong.
Well, everything's right in this world, kiddo.
Your father and I will clean up while you and your friend head upstairs.
My friend? Great. Another wibby. Hello, why were you born?
He waves.
Hello?
I thought you'd like him more if he spoke a little less. So I fixed him.
So he can't talk at all?
Nope.
I like it.
Now run along, you two, and have fun.
You're awful cheerful, considering you can't say anything. It didn't hurt, did it, when she...
A balloon flies through the sky and into a circular window at the top of the house.
Whoa!
The door double flips them over and into the room. Other Wybie activates cannons that line the entrance. They deliver cotton candy on a stick. A paper chicken dispenses popcorn. Coraline munches on popcorn. Other Wybie is covered in cotton candy.
Look at you!
The mice spell out Coraline.
My name!
The mice perform. Some play trumpets, others drums. One mouse parachutes down and lands on a ball. He heads a square formation parade of mice that hop forwards, splitting, form a large circle, and then a star. Coraline eats candy.
It's wonderful, Wybie!
The mice create two circles. The inner one jumps over the outer one to form one large circle. Coraline eats another piece of cotton candy from Wybie. A spiral arena elevates upwards. The mice go with it.
Wow!
The mouse on the ball balances on the top. He then rolls down. The others hop off as he passes. When he arrives at the bottom, Babinski appears.
Yeah! Woo! That was great!
Very, very thank you, lady and gentlemen.
The mice run up Mr. Babinski's sleeve.
We loved it, Mr. B. It was so... amazing!
You're very welcome anytime you like. You and also your good friend there. До свидания, Coraline.
He kisses her hand. Other mother, father, and Wybie are by Coraline's bedside. Other father pulls a cotton candy from Wybie's head and begins to eat it. Coraline falls asleep. She wakes up in the real world. Spotting the cheese crumbs on the floor, Coraline jumps out of bed. She runs downstairs. She tries to open the little door, but it refuses to budge. Later, she attends the Garden Life Shakespeare Festival.
There were garden squash like balloon animals and snapdragons.
Oh.
And upstairs, I saw a real mouse circus. Not pretend like the crazy man's in our house.
You sure you won't come?
Don't fret, Charlie. They'll love the new catalog. At least they'll love my chapters. I did not call him crazy, Coraline. He's drunk.
Well, I guess I'll see you around, you dizzy dreamer.
Dad! I'm not five anymore.
They leave Dad at the steps to the building. He is serenaded by two men in Shakespearean clothes. Inside a shop, a banner reads, President's Day Blowout. All school uniforms half price. Coraline's mother is choosing school clothing. Coraline spots some green and orange gloves on sale. She picks them up.
My pink up for a horse!
Two kids ride a step up down some stairs. Falling off, Coraline takes charge of it. She glides past her mother, wiggling her gloved hands.
Put them back.
But, Mom, The whole school is going to wear boring gray clothes. No one will have these.
Put them back.
My other mother would get them.
Maybe she should buy all your clothes.
So what do you think's in the other apartment?
I don't know. Not a family of Jones imposters.
Then why'd you lock the door?
Oh, I found some rat crap, and I thought you'd feel safer.
They're jumping mice, Mom. And the dreams aren't dangerous. They're the most fun I've had since we've moved here.
Your school might be fun.
With those stupid uniforms? Right.
Had to give it a try.
They arrive home in the pouring rain. There's nothing to eat in the fridge.
How do you feel about a mustard ketchup salsa wrap for lunch?
Are you kidding me?
Had to go food shopping anyway. Dad's planning something special.
Disgusting.
You want to come along? You can pick out something you like.
Oh, like the gloves.
Look, Coraline, if things go well today, I promise I'll make it up.
That's what you always say.
Won't be long.
But I might be.
Coraline searches for the key to the little door. It's not in the drawer. Finally, Coraline spies it hanging high above the kitchen door. She balances on a chair that is stacked high with phone books and unhooks it with a fork. Coraline approaches the little door, key in hand. Kneeling, she unlocks it. She looks over her shoulder, then opens the door. The tunnel to the other world is there. Coraline darts through the opening. She is watched by the black cat.
I knew it was real.
The black cat stands outside on the window ledge. Coraline enters the other apartment. There is a sumptuous lunch laid out and a box with Coraline's name on a card.
Dearest Coraline, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible have invited you downstairs after lunch. I hope you like the new outfit I made you. Love, Mother.
A delighted Coraline makes her way to the ladies downstairs.
Wybie's got a cat like you at home. Not the quiet Wybie, the one that talks too much. You must be the other cat.
No, I'm not the other anything. I'm me.
I can see you don't have button eyes, but if you're the same cat, how can you talk?
I just can.
Cats don't talk at home.
No?
Nope.
Well, you're clearly the expert on these things. After all, I'm just a big fat wuss-puss.
Come back, please. I'm sorry I called you that. I really am. How'd you get here?
I've been coming here for a while. It's a game we play. She hates cats and tries to keep me out. But she can't, of course. I come and go as I please.
The other mother hates cats?
Not like any mother I've ever known.
What do you mean? She's amazing.
You probably think this world is a dream come true. But you're wrong. The other Wybie told me so.
That's nonsense. He can't talk.
Perhaps not to you. We cats, however, have far superior senses than humans, and can see and smell and... Shh! I hear something. Right over.
Cat bounds away over the rooftop. Coraline enters the lady's apartment. A light is shone on her face. It is one of the dogs with a torch in its mouth. The inside has become an ornate theatrical auditorium. The dog leads Coraline to her seat. She gazes around. She becomes aware that every seat is taken by a dog. The dogs wag their tails. There is a seat free by Wybie. He waves a greeting at her.
you, Ivy.
She sits. Dogs run in a treadmill that part the curtains. A painting of fishermen is pulled across the stage. A giant fish pops up and is hooked on a line. The top lifts up to reveal one of the ladies.
She's practically naked.
I'm known as the siren of all seven seas, the breaker of hearts by the bay. So if you go swimming with bow-legged women, I might steal your weak heart away.
The treadmill dogs create another scene change. The other lady represents the goddess Venus in very little clothing.
Oh my God.
A big bottom sea witch may bob through the waves and hope to lead sailors astray. But a true ocean goddess must fill out her bodice to present an alluring display.
The ladies vie for attention.
Ooh, beware our bone oysters too large in the chest. Let's banish them from the buffet. I'm far more nutritious.
You smell like the fishes.
Did I hear a banshee?
You're sea green with envy.
This mermaid enchantress.
No, I birth of Venus.
We'll send sailors soon in
the dogs have lost control of the ropes and they snap. Venus ends up with a fish head over her top half, the mermaid knocked to the ground by a fawning ladder. Wybie shrugs at Coraline's expression. A dog pushes a barrel through the curtains onto the stage. The spotlight travels upwards. The ladies are precariously balanced on top boards.
I can't look.
Ready to break a leg, Miriam!
Our lives for the theatre, April!
Miriam bounces up and down on her springboard. She unzips her body, and a beautiful slim woman emerges. Likewise with April. She discards her Zimmer frame. A gorgeous woman is set free. She grabs a trapeze bar.
What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason!
How infinite in faculty, in form and moving, how express and admirable!
In action, like an angel!
In apprehension, how like a god!
Ah! The beauty of the world!
The paragon of animals!
They've left Coraline hanging from the ceiling. The ladies dive into the small barrel on the stage. They rise up out of it, one on top of the other. Coraline falls and lands on April's outstretched arm. Other Wybie stands and throws Coraline a red rose. The doggy audience go wild. Other mother and father are waiting for Coraline outside.
Hey there.
Was it wonderful, dear?
Oh, yeah. They swooped down and pulled me right out of my seat. Speaking of forcible, only they weren't old ladies. That was just a disguise. But then I was flying through the air and it was magic.
You do like it here, don't you, Coraline?
Uh-huh. Good night, Wybie.
Other Wybie rubs his arm. Other mother mimes smile.
You could stay here forever. If you want to.
Really?
Sure, we'll sing and play games, and Mother will cook your favorite meals.
There's one tiny little thing we need to do.
What's that?
Well, it's a surprise.
They hand Coraline a box.
For you, our little doll.
Inside lie a pair of black buttons, a needle, and thread.
Black is traditional. But if you'd prefer pink, or vermilion, or chartreuse. No, you might make me jealous.
No way! You're not sewing buttons in my eyes!
Oh, but we need a yes if you want to stay here.
So sharp you won't feel a thing.
Ow!
There now. It's your decision, darling. We only want what's best for you.
I'm going to bed. Right now.
Bed?
Before dinner?
I'm really, really tired, yeah. I just need to sleep on things.
Well, of course you do, darling. I'll be happy to tuck you in.
Oh, no thanks. You've done so much already.
You're welcome. And we aren't worried at all, darling. Soon you'll see things our way.
Coraline inches past them and then runs up the stairs. She races to her room.
Your buttons, Loper.
You want to stay, don't you?
I'm going home tonight, robots, and I won't be back.
Coraline pushes furniture against the door, gets into bed, and turns off the light. On waking, Coraline discovers she is still in the other world.
Mom! Dad!
Oh, God. I'm still here?
She runs down the stairs to the room where the little door is. It's locked. Coraline frowns. She enters a room where other Dad is at the piano.
Hey, you! Where's the other mother? I want to go home.
All will be swell soon as mother's refreshed. Her strength is our strength.
The piano hands reach around to silence other Dad.
Mustn't talk when mother's not here.
If you won't even talk to me, I'm going to find the other Whitey. He'll help me.
No point. He pulled a long face, and mother didn't like it.
The hands grab other Dad's head. Coraline runs from the house into the garden. She passes apple trees laden with fruit. A cart is loaded with apples in barrels. Coraline gazes around her. She is joined by the black cat.
And what do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm getting out of here. That's what I'm doing. Something's wrong. Shouldn't the old well be here?
Nothing out here. It's the empty part of this world. She only made what she knew would impress you.
But why? Why does she want me?
She wants something to love, I think. Something that isn't her. Or maybe she just loves something to eat.
Eat? That's ridiculous. Mothers don't eat daughters.
I don't know. How do you taste?
The house reappears out of nowhere.
Huh? But how can you walk away from something and still come back to it?
Walk around the world.
Small world.
Hang on.
Cat chases a mouse. Cat kills it. It turns into a giant rat.
I don't like rats at the best of times, but this one was sounding an alarm.
Good kitty.
Cat hides. Coraline approaches the house. She picks a sturdy walking stick from a container on the veranda. On entering the house, she makes her way to the little door room. She uses the walking stick to prise the doors apart, breaking the lock. The room is dark. Coraline is confronted by a giant beetle. Other Mother is sitting on a sofa.
They say even the proudest spirit can be broken with love. And, of course, chocolate never hurts. Like what?
They're cocoa beetles from Zanzibar.
Other mother eats a live beetle.
I want to be with my real mom and dad. I want you to let me go.
Is that any way to talk to your mother?
You aren't my mother.
Apologize at once, Coraline.
No!
I'll give you to the count of three. One, two, three!
What are you doing? Ow, that hurts!
Other mother pushes Coraline through a mirror.
You may come out when you've learned to be a loving daughter.
Who's there?
Hush and shush, for the bell dam might be listening.
You mean the other mother?
Coraline approaches a bed with three shapes under a sheet. Three ghost children cower underneath it.
Who are you?
Don't remember our names. But I remember my true mommy.
Why are you all here?
The bell dam. She spied on our lives through the little doll's eyes. And saw that we weren't happy. So she lured us away with treasures and treats.
And games to play.
Gave all that we asked.
Yet we still wanted more.
So we let her sew the buttons. She said that she loved us.
But she locked us here and ate up our lives. Well, she can't keep me in the dark forever. Not if she wants to win my life. Beating her is my only chance.
Perhaps. If you do win your escape, you could find our eyes.
Has she taken those two?
Yes, miss, and hidden them.
Find our eyes, mistress, and our souls will be freed.
I'll try.
Hands pull Coraline out of the room.
Wybie? Did she do this to you?
His mouth is sewn up.
I hope that feels better.
Having pulled the thread from Wybie's mouth, Coraline follows him towards the little door room. They push the guard beetle over.
Coraline? Is that you? Let's go!
The tunnel is dark and rotten.
Coraline! Come on! She'll hurt you again!
Wybie shakes his head. His hand is sawdust under his glove.
Coraline! How dare you disobey your mother!
Wybie pushes Coraline in.
Coraline!
Coraline pushes through the dirt and the roots of the tunnel. She somersaults out into the real world. Slamming the door shut, Coraline locks it. The food is rotting.
Oh, that's disgusting. I missed you guys so much, you'll never...
Oh,
the Wybie that talks.
Huh? Yeah, so, you know that old doll I gave you? My grandma's real mad. Says it was her sister's, the one that disappeared.
You stole that doll, didn't you?
Well, it looked just like you. And I figured...
It used to look like this pioneer girl, then Huck Finn Jr., then it was this little rascals chick with all these ribbons and braids and... Grandma's missing sister. I think I just met her. Come on.
Listen, I'm really not supposed to...
Oh!
Coraline drags him to the little door room.
He's in there.
She points to the little door.
Can you unlock it?
Not in a million years, but it wouldn't matter. She can't escape without her eyes. None of the ghosts can.
Yeah. So, I really need to get that dog.
Great. I'd love to get rid of it. Where are you hiding, you little monster?
You and Grandma been talking?
The doll's your spy. It's how she watches you, finds out what's wrong with your life.
The doll is my grandma's spy.
No, the other mother. She's got this whole world where everything's better. The food, the garden, the neighbors. But it's all a trap.
Yeah, I think I heard someone calling me, Jonesy.
Don't believe me? You can ask the cat.
The cat? I'll just tell Grandma that you couldn't find the dog.
You're not listening to me!
That's because you're crazy.
Coraline chases Wybie down the stairs.
You creep!
Crazy!
Crazy? You're the jerk one that gave me the doll! Mom! Dad!
Coraline races over to the family car. Spying her mobile, she picks it up and dials.
Pick it up, Dad. Pick it up.
Hi.
Dad,
I'm digging in my garden right now, but leave a message and I'll get right back to you.
Where have you gone?
Coraline visits Miriam and April. April's making wings for one of the dogs.
Don't you only make wings for the dead ones?
Just looking ahead, dear. Angus hasn't been feeling very well of late.
April? Aren't you getting ready?
We've lost our ride, Miriam. Caroline says her parents have vanished quite completely.
What? We've waited months for those tickets.
I suppose we could walk.
With your gammy legs, it's nearly 2 miles to the theatre.
Oh, yes. Your missing parents. We know just what you need. Miriam, get... Yeah, that's right.
How is 100-year-old Candy gonna help?
April smashes up the sticky candy with her knitting needles. She uncovers a green ring. She gives the ring to Coraline.
There you go, sweetie.
What's it for?
Well, it might help. They're good for bad things sometimes.
No, they're good for lost things.
It's bad things, Miriam.
Lost things, April.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad things.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
Bad.
Lost.
Coraline enters her parents' bedroom. She recreates them out of pillows. She gets into bed between them and snuggles down to sleep. Coraline turns off the light and cries herself to sleep. Cat walks across Coraline. He pokes her nose with his paws to wake her up.
Hello. How did you get in? Do you know where Mom and Dad are?
He nods, yes. Coraline follows the cat down the stairs. Her parents are trapped in the hall mirror.
Mom! Dad!
Mum writes, "Help us," backwards. It is snowing where they are being held. The image of her parents fades away. Coraline breaks the mirror. Cat comforts her.
How did this happen?
Coraline follows Cat back into her parents' bedroom. She pulls a doll of her mother and father from under the bed.
Oh, she's taken them.
A determined Coraline is in the living room. She burns the doll of Mother Father in the fireplace. Cat sits beside her, carefully watching her. Coraline's gaze wanders up with the smoke. She spies the Detroit Zoo snow globe. She takes it down and holds it.
They're not coming back, are they? Mom and Dad. Not on their own. Only one thing to do.
Coraline and Cat turn. They intently regard the little door. In the spirit of Indiana Jones, Coraline grabs a shoulder bag, a padded gilet, her secateurs, and a candle. As she picks up her hat, the green ring falls to the ground. She picks it up and takes it with her. She opens the little door. The tunnel is dark. Coraline lights the way with a candle.
You know you're walking right into her trap.
I have to go back. They are my parents.
Challenge her, then. She may not play fair, but she won't refuse. She's got a thing for games.
Okay.
A gust of wind blows the candle out.
Coraline? Mom? Coraline, you came back for us.
Mom!
Darling, why would you run away from me?
Where are my parents? Gosh, I have no idea where your old parents are. Perhaps they've grown bored of you and run away to France. They weren't bored of me. You stole them!
Now, don't be difficult, Coraline. Have a seat, won't you?
Other Dad picks her up and places her on a beetle chair. On a command, a mouse comes through the little door, carrying the key. Other Mother locks the door and swallows the key.
Why don't you have your own key?
Only one key.
The garden squash need tending, don't you think, Pumpkin?
Squish squash, pumpkin sauce.
Mom. Dad. Where'd she hide you?
Breakfast time.
Be strong, Coraline.
Coraline's button box is on the table.
La, 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 la,
why don't we play a game? I know you like them.
Everybody likes games.
Uh-huh.
What kind of game would it be?
An exploring game. A finding things game.
And what is it you'd be finding, Coraline?
My real parents.
Too easy.
And the eyes of the ghost children.
Huh. What if you don't find them?
If I lose, I'll stay here with you forever and let you love me. And I'll let you sew buttons into my eyes.
And if you somehow win this game...
Then you let me go. You let everyone go. My real father and mother, the dead children, everyone you've trapped here.
Deal.
Not till you give me a clue.
Oh, right. In each of three wonders I've made just for you, a ghost's eye is lost in plain sight.
And for my parents? Fine. Don't tell me. It's a deal.
Other Mother has disappeared. Coraline confronts a dripping tap.
What does she mean? Wonders.
Pulling back net curtains, Coraline gazes out into the garden. Coraline walks through the wrought iron gates into the garden. past the frog lilies and sweetheart creepers. They turn as she passes. The dragon snappers attack Coraline's ankles. She stamps on them. From between the lifted bricks of a small wall, four blue vicious dragon snappers approach and attack her. They begin to pull her backwards to be squashed between the brick mouth. Coraline claws her way towards her fallen secateurs. Grabbing them, she cuts the plants away. Insects grab the green ring that has fallen on the ground. Coraline chases after them. She throws her bag at them and they drop the ring. The dead insects turn into sawdust. Coraline picks up the ring.
Why steal this?
She peers through the ring. The images within the ring are devoid of color. She gazes around. Something glows red in the distance.
That must be it.
Other Dad rears up on the praying mantis.
Sorry. So sorry, Mother, making me. Don't wanna hurt you.
Other Dad wrestles something from the attacking beast. Other Dad sinks beneath water. The entire garden turns grey and brittle.
Bless you, miss. You found me. But there's two eyes still lost. Don't worry. I'm getting the hang of it.
The moon resembles a massive eyeball that is observing the house. Coraline ponders and then makes her way to Miriam and April's apartment. The door is lit up with coloured lights. Coraline enters the apartment. The auditorium is empty and dark. Coraline picks up a discarded torch. She makes her way through the auditorium. Hearing a sound, she directs the torch upwards. Dog bats hang from the lighting bars. Hanging above the stage, a giant sweetie is suddenly illuminated. Coraline jumps up onto the stage. She uses the green ring to show her what is inside. Clasped hands hide a blue pearl ring. Reaching in, Coraline pulls out the entwined hands. She prizes them apart to reveal the pearl ring. She tries to take it, but the sinister sisters hold onto her hand. They each tug in different directions. Coraline desperately shines the torch up at the dog bats and then throws it at them. The dog bats swarm down. Coraline ducks. The dog bats attack the sisters. Coraline grabs the ring. As the creatures die, everything turns grey and brittle.
Hurry on, girl. Her web is unwinding.
Coraline places the ring in her bag. Outside, the moon has turned green. Coraline runs up the stairs to Mr. Babinski's apartment. Wybie's coat hangs from the flagpole.
Oh, Wybie.
Evil witch! I'm not scared!
Mr. Babinski's door opens. Coraline enters the apartment. It is dark and appears deserted.
Hello, Galobushka.
I'm Coraline.
Is this what you're looking for?
Uh-huh.
You think winning game is good thing? can just go home and be bored and neglected, same as always. Stay here with us. We will listen to you and laugh with you.
Mr. Babinski lands on his head and then dives into the little marquee.
If you stay here, you can have whatever you want, Vizika. Always.
You don't get it, do you?
I don't understand.
Of course you don't understand. You're just a copy she made of the real Mr. B.
Not even that anymore.
As Coraline removes Mr. Babinski's hat, a multitude of rats burst out of his ringmaster costume. They run across the floor to the cannons. One rolls away on a round of cheese, holding the eye above his head. The other rats fire cotton candy at Coraline as she chases after it. Coraline throws the green ring at the escaping rat. It escapes through the rat flap. Coraline follows the ring and the rat through the door. She bangs her head on the railings outside. The veranda and Coraline smash to the ground. Her head spins. Coraline recovers, rubbing her head. Frantically looking around, she notices that a button is slowly creeping over the moon. Coraline reaches into her bag and pulls out the gear change ball.
Oh, God. I've lost the game. I've lost everything.
A sawdust rat is dropped at Coraline's feet. Cat washes his face.
I think I mentioned that I don't like rats at the best of times.
I think you might have said something like that.
It looked like you needed this one, however.
Thank you.
She picks up the ball. The ground becomes gray and brittle.
I'm heading inside. I still have to find my parents.
The button is fully positioned over the moon. Sparkling white light showers from the buttonholes. As it falls, the other world unravels into nothingness.
Come on, quickly!
Cat jumps into Coraline's bag. They run for the house. Once inside, Coraline shuts the door tight. Coraline, with Cat in the bag, walk along the hallway. Behind them, the house peels and dissolves away. They enter the little door room. Wallpaper curls away from the walls. The creatures, including the praying mantis and beetle, are breaking down. Coraline backs her way down the room. She passes other mother's sofa.
So, you're back. And you brought vermin with you?
No. I brought a friend.
You know I love you.
Have a very funny way of showing it.
So, where are they? The ghost eyes.
Coraline shows them to other mother.
Hold on. We aren't finished yet, are we?
No, I suppose not. After all, you still need to find your old parents, don't you? Too bad you won't have this.
Other mother holds up the green ring. She throws it in the fire.
Be clever, miss. Even if you win, she'll never let you go.
Coraline places the three eyes back in her bag.
I already know where you've hidden them.
Well, produce them.
They're behind that door.
Oh, they are. Are they?
As Other Mother walks over to the little door, Cat jumps onto the mantelpiece. Coraline's parents are trapped in a snow globe.
There.
Mom. Dad.
Other mother coughs up the key.
Go on. Open it. They'll be there, all right.
You're wrong, Coraline. They aren't there. Now, you're going to stay here forever.
No, I'm not!
Coraline throws Cat at Other Mother. He claws her face and eventually pulls her buttons off. Other Mother throws the cat at Guard Beetle. The room changes into a giant spider's web that traps Coraline. Cat manages to escape through to the tunnel. Other Mother flies towards Coraline.
No! Where are you? You selfish brat!
Coraline escapes along the threads. Her bag catches and she tugs it free. This causes shockwaves. This tells Other Mother of her whereabouts. Coraline climbs towards the little door.
You dare disobey your mother!
Coraline kicks Other Mother away. The ghost children help her close the door.
Please shut it!
Finally, the door is closed completely shut. Other Mother's hand has fallen off in the tunnel. Coraline locks the door. Other Mother pushes at the door. Back in the real world, Coraline locks the final little door. She regards the contents of her bag. The gear change, pearl ring, mouse ball and secateurs. She throws the key into the bag. Crawling over to the mantelpiece, her hand encounters a wet patch on the floor. Gazing up, she spies a broken Detroit Zoo snow globe.
Coraline, we're home!
Mom! Dad, I missed you so much!
Missed us? Oh no, you broke my favorite snow globe.
I didn't break it. It must have broke when you escaped.
And cut your knee.
Coraline, I asked you to count all the windows, not put your knee through them.
But, well, get yourself cleaned up. We're going out tonight.
We got a lot to celebrate.
You're talking about your garden catalog?
Of course. What else?
But look at the snow on your clothes.
What's gotten into you, Coraline?
As they leave the room, the snow melts from their clothes.
So, gonna order the tulips?
What's that?
For the garden party.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dad! So, Mom, invitations? Don't forget the invitations.
Even Bobinski?
Mr. B's not drunk, Mom. He's just eccentric.
Good night, Coraline.
Mom slips a box under Coraline's bed covers. Coraline opens the box. It's her gloves. She tries them on. Cat is waiting outside her window.
Oh. Hello again. You still mad?
I'm really sorry I threw you at her. The other mother. It was all I could think of.
Cat allows Coraline to pet him. She picks him up and takes him to her bed.
I think it's time, don't you? To set them free?
Cat nods, yes. Coraline places the eyes of the ghost children under her pillow. She falls asleep. She dreams of a warm, golden light.
A
It's a fine, fine thing you did for us, miss.
Well, I'm glad it's finally over.
It is over and done with for us.
What about me?
You're in terrible danger, girl.
But how? I locked the door.
It's the key, miss. There's only one, and the Belden will find it.
Ain't all bad, miss. Thou art alive. Thou art still living.
Coraline twirls around. On wakening, she looks under her pillow, then tugs at the key around her neck.
I gotta hide this somewhere. Somewhere she can never...
She leaps out of bed, wrapping a blanket around her shoulders. Cat tries to bar the door.
Out of my way!
Coraline runs down the stairs and along the hallway, unaware that the other mother's hand has crawled under the little door.
Oh, my twitchy, witchy girl. I think you are so nice. I give you bowls of porridge, and I give you bowls of ice cream. I give you lots of kisses. I give you lots of hugs. But I never give you sandwiches with grease and worms and mung.
Out in the woods, Coraline tries to get rid of the key. Other Mother attacks her and starts to drag her forwards. Back in the house, Other Mother's body is pushing against the locked little door. Suddenly, lights shine on Coraline in the hand. YB picks up Other Mother's hand with a pair of tongs and rides away. The hand wrestles with him and claws at his face. They fall off the bike and into the well. The hand climbs up YB and tries to get to the top. The hand attacks YB, trying to make him fall. Coraline appears and throws her blanket over the hand. YB crushes it to pieces with a rock. Coraline wraps the hand in key in the blanket and ties it up. Together with YB, she throws the bundle down the well. They push the heavy lid of the well over the opening, sealing it up.
I'm really sorry I didn't believe you about all this evil stuff, Coraline.
Why did you change your mind?
Well, Grandma showed me this picture. After I called you crazy? It's her and her sister. Before she disappeared.
The sweet ghost girl.
Oh, man. What am I gonna tell her?
Just bring her by the house tomorrow. We can tell her together.
We can?
You know, I'm glad you decided to stalk me.
Wasn't my idea.
Cat jumps up onto a rock. Blossom begins to fall from the trees. The clouds look like hands. They pull away from the moon. The moon turns into a white balloon. Coraline picks up a tray of drinks.
Thanks for helping me, Miss Spink. Miss Forcible.
Oh, look, April. Pink ladies.
Actually, it's just lemonade. How's Angus doing?
Oh, much better, dear. But he can't duck his wings forever.
Here comes a bird.
Charlie!
Oh, excusez-moi, but that pizza was delicious.
Cold drinks?
Oh, yeah, great.
You were right, Coraline. I really hate dirt.
But the tulips look nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Mr. Babinski is throwing flowers over his shoulder.
How are the Mushkas, Mr. B?
They tell me that you are savior, Coraline. And soon as they are ready, they wish to give special thanks you performance.
Wabble!
know where I'm going. I grew up here.
Welcome, Miss Lovat.
Oh, hello.
I'm Coraline Jones. I've got so much to tell you.
Here, thanks.
Ooh.
Do you want to pop a little gin in it, dear?
Of course.
A lingering bird's eye view of the Pink Palace. Cat is standing on the name sign. He disappears into the wooden pole that holds it up. The end.